Hello, and welcome to tonight's Tech and News, issue 150. Today is Tuesday, April 6th. Good morning, everyone. We hope you're having a fantastic week so far. Janet is yelling about tax rates. In a meeting with global leaders yesterday, Janet Yellen fought for a global minimum corporate tax rate, saying that it will prevent a race to the bottom among countries. This viewpoint has been brought along by President Biden's infrastructure bill, which will raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. She also said that America needs to be more present on the global economic front, saying, "Over the last 4 years, we have seen firsthand what happens when America steps back from the global stage." One of the OGs, LG, exits the smartphone business. Yesterday, LG confirmed what many analysts have been expecting for months. They're officially exiting the smartphone business. According to a press release, this will enable the company to focus resources in growth areas such as EV components, connected devices, smart homes, robotics, AI, and B2B solutions, as well as platforms and services. While that is true, the smartphone division had experienced huge losses over the last 5 years, and rumors indicated that they were trying to sell the division but were unable to find a buyer. Big boats have a big ask. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings officially asked the CDC yesterday for permission to set sail for U.S. ports starting on July 4th, the date President Biden has pointed to be as the potential reopening of the country. In its statement, the company said that its vaccination policy would allow it to be classified as low risk for fully vaccinated individuals, as the company will require all passengers and crew to be fully vaccinated 2 weeks before boarding. In a statement on the matter, the CEO, Frank Del Rio, simply said, "If we're allowed to cruise, results are going to be damn good." Anyone can block anyone again. Yesterday, the Supreme Court decided to erase a decision by a federal appeals court that stated former President Trump had violated the Constitution by blocking citizens on Twitter. According to the statement, the decision is now moot as Trump is now a private citizen and lower courts will no longer be bound by that judgment. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.